time to bring in Mr. 56 Degrees, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Not too bad. We're not doing too bad at all. Can't complain. You know what I mean?
This is your day to
traverse to New York City.
To New York City. And again, you know, it's going to be cloudy. It's going to be drippy. What could you do? You can't do much.
No. I can't do much at all.
I mean, I don't really see anything very heavy. And unfortunately, it's going to be on and off through the afternoon and into tonight. So you will not be able to escape the rain, Marshall. That is for sure. You know, it's not like could it end by 2 or 3 o'clock. It's going to continue into this evening. And our highs today could reach the low 70s. We'll be back to the mid-50s tonight. If there is a shower or thunderstorm early tomorrow morning, it ends partly sunny and low 80s. Nice on Thursday, sunny mid-70s, sunny and warm Friday in the middle 80s. The take on the Memorial Day weekend is still changing as we speak, and I'm sure it will continue to change. What happens is that there first we have the front that's coming down from the north. That's problem number one. It comes down from the north on Saturday, so we start with sun, then clouds, and there's a chance of late showers and thunderstorms. That chance continues Saturday night and into Sunday morning. Now the big question is, what happens on Sunday? Does it move far enough south to at least spare us dry weather? Possibly. But that doesn't necessarily mean it'll be sunny. Okay, so that's something to take into consideration.
That's for Sunday.
That's Sunday. Then you have this tropical low that's going to emerge from south of Cuba and come into the Gulf of Mexico. And we're watching it. And we think, even though it will be far south on Memorial Day Monday, like over the Gulf states, it's going to start throwing the moisture north. So I'm pretty confident that Monday, Memorial Day, will be cloudy and we'll begin to get some light rain and drizzle. That's the way I see it right now. It could change. You have two systems to worry about. The front from the north and then the tropical system to our south.
So once again, let's go over day by day, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday. Once again, real quick.
Well, Friday is not a problem at all. So Friday, is, in my opinion, will be the best day of the entire weekend. If you include Friday as part of the weekend. And I guess, you know, for a lot of people, they do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have Friday off or take Friday off. So Friday is definitely the best day. Saturday, we'll have sun to start. The clouds come in later in the day, showers and thunderstorms. So if you're planning any kind of barbecues on Saturday, early.
Okay, so late in the day, the thunderstorms. Not going to be continual rain. It'll be thunderstorms.
No, it won't be a steady rain like last Saturday. No.
Oh, it will be.
It'll be more of a summer pattern. Right?
Okay, yeah, okay.
It will rain Saturday night with the front. And then on Sunday, the rain could push south by Sunday afternoon. But I think it'll stay cloudy. So if you're thinking about a suntan, that may not be in the cards. If you think about swimming, that may not be in the cards. But you should be able to get a barbecue in. And then on Monday, cloudy with rain and drizzle.
Because we have this weekend, we have Lime Rock Park as the big weekend. You know, this is one of their Memorial Day weekend. They have the Pirelli World Championship. And they have events that go on Friday, Saturday, car show on Sunday, and then racing on Monday again.
They're going to definitely have to monitor the weather because it's certainly not looking like, you know, like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. That's for sure. You know, one day is going to be real, real lousy. One day will be not bad, and the other day will be good. And again, if you want to include Friday, it still looks like Friday's the best day for the getaway, so to speak.
For the getaway, okay.
For the getaway.
So that's where that stands then.
Yeah, and that could change again from what I see. Yeah, they're all over the place. The models are all over the place this morning. So that could easily change again.
Well, the models may be all over the place, but I'm only getting one channel of you here, man. That goes along with what my whole week has been with computers. But it's the right. Thank goodness it's the correct channel. So
it's the correct channel.
So people can hear you. Yes, it's the left channel that's working, and that feeds no matter what. So in stereo, people can hear it. So that's working.
That's a good thing. I have to tell you about the buy that I got, because you'll probably say, "Boy, that's terrific." A friend of mine from the lake sent me this email. And it was one of these quick things, you know. You can buy this as long as supplies last with free shipping. I'm not going to tell you how much I pay until I tell you what it is.
Where'd you get it from?
The place is called, it starts with a Y. I will look it up for you because I've never heard of the place. But leave it up to my friend David. I mean, he is just all over the place. It's called Yuckster.
Okay.
Why? Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of Yuckster, yes.
Okay. So I look at the, and I'm saying to myself, I really don't need this, but at this price, I would be foolish not to grab it. And no, and free shipping. It's an 87-inch movie screen power, automatic with remote. It's 87 inches. Why, you know, and then of course,
yeah,
and it comes with the mounting hooks and everything like that. Price,
yeah,
$59.99.
Wow,
no shipping. It arrived yesterday, and I said, I bet you Marshall would just love this. So, I don't know if they still have it, but you could go into their site and you could see if they still have it, because they said while supplies last, and that's why he sent it to me. Because I really have a screen at the studio.
Yeah.
It's not automatic and it's not as big, but I do have a screen. And he just thought that this would, you know, for the price, he said, this is really a great buy. And I kind of figured that it was too. So now I have another one, another screen.
Well, all you need to do is get a real nice HD projector, and then you got one of those giant TVs.
I don't have an HD projector, but I do have a Sony Dream Machine projector, which does a pretty good job.
Well, I think. The HD projectors are not expensive now. So how much of that? How wide was that screen?
87 inches.
All right, and how much did it cost?
$59.99.
So you get $59.99. Let's just say, okay, for that screen.
Yeah.
And you go out and you get an HD projector. What say you spend, and you get a decent one because the price is. What say you spend $400 on an HD projector?
Right.
You have almost a 90-inch HD TV.
Right.
For $500.
Right, which means if you were to go out to the store to get a 90-inch TV, you'd be paying $4,000.
Oh, $2,000 to $4,000. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it. And I mean, but I didn't buy it for the house. You know, I did buy it for the studio up at the lake, because I just figured if you have a weekend, like say this weekend, let's just say Sunday is really not so nice. You know, and it's cloudy, it's drizzly and everything like that. I'll bring up a couple of movies. The screens at the studio. Have the word go around the lake that anybody would like to come and, you know, in the afternoon. And see a movie. We're showing such and such, and they could come. They could bring their beer, their soda, their iced tea, and stuff like that. They could come and join us and sit down and at the studio and watch a movie.
You know, you could sell popcorn, make a little money on the deal.
Please, I'll get into more trouble with the association. That's all I would have to do. I'd have to give it out. I'd have to buy it and give it out.
Well, Pat. All I can say is I think you made a good purchase.
Thank you.
What can you buy for $60 nowadays? Think about this. You can't buy a car. I don't think you can buy a carton of cigarettes for $60.
I think you're probably right. So I think a carton of cigarettes is $100. Yeah.
You know, when I used to smoke, I gave up smoking when cigarettes reached $1 a pack. $1 a pack. I said, this is ridiculous.
And you're not going to like this, but I gave up smoking when my friend Helen, who's also my dance partner, when she was able to get him at the naval base for me, a carton of Vantage. That's what I smoked, Vantage. $5.25 for the carton. Now they're more than that per pack. But that's when I gave up cigarettes, a long, long time ago. It's about, I think I gave up smoking about 37 years ago.
That's about me, about right around 35 years. Right around when I was 30 years old, I gave up smoking.
And never, ever, never had a craving again. And when someone smokes, especially close by to me, it repels me. Repels me.
I've had a cigar. Every once in a while, I've puffed on a cigar.
Okay.
I gave up smoking, 35 years ago. A long time ago.
Good for us, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And my doctor said, it was almost like watching the movie Animal House. My doctor at the time said, Marshall, you can't go through life weighing 415 pounds, drinking heavily, and smoking. You're going to kill yourself in a couple of years. He said, you got to get rid of a couple of those.
And you did.
And I did. I did. That's exactly right. So,
but very good.
It was like Animal House when he said, you can't go through life fat, dumb, and stupid. That's basically what the doctor was saying.
In a nice way.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow. We'll see how the weekend changes. All right.
Yeah, safe trip. Yeah,
all right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.